You're listening to SBS News.
After his father's death, Aminullah Arsalan joined Afghan's National Army, aged 18, to support his family. But before his 20th birthday, he'd lost his leg in a Taliban ambush. The now 25-year-old is among six Afghan veterans who stayed behind in Australia following the Sydney Invictus Games.
We are disabled. It is very hard for us to live in Afghanistan. We are under the Taliban's target as well.
The Sydney Invictus Games involved about 500 wounded or sick service people and disabled war veterans from 18 nations. The Afghans fielded a team for the sitting volleyball and a range of individual sports. They say they hadn't planned to stay in Australia before arriving, but made the decision after spending 11 days living in safety and seeing the way veterans from other countries lived. Since staying behind, the group say they've received threats from Afghan government officials. Suhail Naziri was working on a joint patrol with British forces in Helmand province when he lost both of his legs to a landmine.
I have lost my leg under the NATO's order. It is not only for Afghanistan, it is not only for myself, it is for NATO.
He says countries involved in the coalition forces in Afghanistan, including Australia, have a responsibility to him and other wounded veterans.
We have sacrificed our lives for the safety of these countries, even for the safety of Australians. That is why I brought myself to Australia and sought asylum.
The group have been granted bridging visas, meaning they can stay in Australia legally while their asylum claims are being processed. They are receiving help from members of Sydney's Afghan community, but say their housing isn't disability friendly. They're also hoping to have prosthetic limbs fitted so they can start a new life in Australia. Naziri also wants to reunite with his four children.
I want my children to get an education and earn a life through the pen, not the gun, as I have.
And the athletes say returning home safely isn't an option. SBS approached the Department of Home Affairs for comment, but has had no response yet. Jani Blackali, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.